Well, some pride in reaching this milestone, and at the same time, a feeling that there can't be many years left. So it's a sort of mingling of thoughts. And a lot of newcomers seem to be terribly ignorant to me, but then that's a disease of old men, that they think that anybody under 40 knows nothing about the business.
You started out as the BBC's Far East correspondent at the age of 44, and you say in your memoirs that it was meant to be a stepping stone to something else, but you decided to stay in Asia. Why is that?
Well, you have to ask my wife. She's German. And to go to a part of the world where nobody cared tuppence where you came from, as long as you had nice manners, suited her down to the ground. And she got on terribly well with Chinese people and was very happy out here. So that was a sort of family decision that we'd give it a more prolonged go. And I don't think we regretted it. She lived the rest of her life out here.
From Singapore, you moved to Hong Kong in 1959. You've stayed ever since. You also became a China watcher. You learned the language, the culture. What do you make of mainland China today?
I think the people in Peking still considered China to be the centre of the world, and that the rest of us are very fortunate to be grouped on the fringes. But as they are rather naturally a polite people, they're prepared to indulge in politenesses, so you get on with them all right. I still think they think that all the rest of the world is a bit inferior.
This is often described as being the Asian century. Do you think it is?
No, I don't. It's a way of selling Asia, saying it's the continent of the future. And, of course, there are some very forward-looking people there. But it's quite surprising, really, how satisfied the Asians are with what they've got. They still believe in hard work and family contacts and basic things like that.
You've worked in both radio and television. Which medium do you prefer?
Radio. Television is a popular thing, of course, but radio is the intellectual thing. And it's awfully easy to spot somebody who's a bit of a showman and is getting away with all sorts of nonsense, and somebody who really knows the background.
Now, you're in a very privileged position of hitting your 100th year. Do you have any regrets?
No. I think I'm very fortunate. If I suddenly dropped dead tomorrow, I should still feel I'd done rather well. So I don't have any regrets, really, except that it's human to have regrets. You could have done better here, you could have done better there, but those are more or less fringe disadvantages. And one always looks to a bitter future, that there's still time to correct mistakes you've made.